Welcome to another podcast on What Saith the Scriptures, recordings in which we give a brief outline of the message and content of the books of the Bible. Just a reminder that this material was adapted by Pastor Jack Seaton and came from anonymous notes in an old edition of a Bible which consisted of 11 small pocket-sized volumes. The series appeared in print in the Wicketgate magazine during 1977. So let's move on into our podcast and examine the book of Joshua. What saith the Scriptures? The book of Joshua, so called from its relating to the eventful period in the history of the Jewish people whilst under his leadership and guidance, is an immediate sequel to the book of Deuteronomy, taking up the narrative of events from the death of Moses and recording the passage of the Jordan by the miraculous help of God. The acquisition of the land promised to their forefathers, its division among the tribes by lot, the appointment of the cities of refuge, and the erection of the tabernacle at Shiloh. Associated with Moses from immediately after the passage of the Red Sea, and finding him entrusted with the command of the people in the battle with the Amalekites, Joshua becomes Moses' minister or servant. He accompanied him to Mount Sinai when the tables of stone were delivered by God, and is named as one of the 12 who were sent out to spy out the country, and with Caleb brings back a faithful report. Moses, by the direction of God, appoints him as a successor and the leader of the people in conjunction with Eleazar the high priest. After the conquest of Canaan, he retires to Timnath-Serah in Mount Ephraim, which has been especially assigned to him, and he dies there at the age of 110 years. Joshua has always been recognized as an eminent type of Christ, bearing the same name for Joshua, Saviour, is the same name as the Greek Jesus. He leads the people into the earthly Canaan as Christ led his people into the heavenly Canaan. Of steadfast character, faithful and obedient, he was an example to the Israel of old, as Christ, in a far higher sense, is to the new Israel, that we should follow in his steps. As a successor of Moses, who leads the people to the borders of the promised land, but cannot give them entrance, Joshua does that which Moses could not do. So also does Christ. For what the law could not do, grace which is by Jesus Christ has done, secured to us an entrance into the heavenly inheritance, promised by God to them that love him. The chronology of the book of Joshua is somewhat uncertain, no direct data being given from which to determine it. It seems to compromise the history of nearly 30 years, of which period 7 years were spent in subduing the land and dividing it. The authorship of the book has been a fruitful subject for speculation amongst commentators. Some have portions in it that has supposed Joshua wrote. The details concerning his death being added by another hand. Others suppose Eleazar the high priest to be the author, whilst others again that it was written at a later date than the conquest, possibly by Samuel. The spirit and style of the narrative, its glowing life and vigour, together with the minuteness of the geographical details, favours the opinion that the author was either Joshua or someone who was participant in the events recorded. Frequent quotations are made from the book by nearly all the later writers in the Old Testament, as also by the apostles in the New. Amen. I hope you found those notes from that old notebook of benefit to you. The Wicketgate magazine, the host for this series, is found at www.wicketgate.co.uk. I look forward to speaking to you on the next book from the Bible.